I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. How do you feel about researchers looking to dim the sun? Details of the project are just coming out thanks to a political E&E news investigation. Researchers are saying they didn't want to notify the public for fear of scaring us. Here is what Politico uncovered by looking through hundreds of documents. Researchers aboard a retired aircraft carrier in Alameda, California, sought to test a cloud-creating machine over the San Francisco Bay to see if they could dim the sun's rays. Led by a University of Washington team, it was intended to run for months, but was shut down after about 20 minutes by Alameda City officials who objected that nobody had told them about it beforehand. So the intention of the research was to see if it was possible for humans to reverse some of the damage done to the environmental layers that protect us, in essence trying to reduce the damage from the burning of fossil fuels. Part of the funding was federal, part billionaire backers. Now, this aborted project was meant as a prequel. Even before it began, researchers were thinking about conducting a 3,900-square-mile cloud, creating a test off the west coast of North America, Chile, or the South Central African coast. Whether or not this particular experiment has been abandoned is not clear, but it is just one of the many out there. Critics of the technologies warn that they could disrupt weather patterns, potentially affecting farm yields, wildlife, and people. They also point to the continually shifting political winds. What, for example, would happen if they were successful in slowing global warming and then some politician ordered it to stop? Would it cause climate shock? The other side says something has to be done about the warming climate. We're certainly seeing much more severe weather patterns, which are being attributed to fossil fuel burning. Developed countries are seeming to not do much about it, while underdeveloped basically can't. So if science can come up with an antidote, should it continue? It's a huge existential question. What makes sense?